Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day four in a study that I'm doing out of Proverbs, and I guess I'm going to title it something like The Cry of Wisdom. But I hope you're following along in the study, and if you haven't, you can go back and listen to day one, day two, day three, and today's the fourth, and we're actually on the calendar today because today is the fourth of this month, so I hope you're following along in this study. So far, we have considered how wisdom cries in the streets and why wisdom cries in the streets and what wisdom is saying when she's crying in the streets. Today, we want to see what happens if people don't listen to wisdom when she cries. So our main text for this study is Proverbs chapter 1 and chapter 8. But really the whole wisdom messages throughout in Proverbs, or at least the main section of wisdom messages, are Proverbs chapter 1 through 9. And I would encourage you to read those in the light of that. Just read Proverbs chapters 1 through chapters 9. And it's not all maybe talking about wisdom, but pretty much is, even when it's, you know, talking about other things, it's bringing wisdom into it. So I would consider that the messages of wisdom out of Proverbs here. So what happens when we don't listen to wisdom? Let's just read our main text. I think I read it the first day or the second day or whatever, but this is Proverbs chapter 1, starting with verse 20. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. So this is the cry of wisdom in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates of the city, in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, verse 22, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in the scorning, and fools hate knowledge. 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. So in that we can see how wisdom cries, we can see why wisdom cries, and we can see what wisdom is crying. Now let's go on. It says, verse 24, because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set it not, meaning you put it aside, my counsel. You have set it not, all my counsel. You didn't listen to it. You would none of my reproof. You didn't listen to my reproof. This is wisdom now saying this. You know, here I gave wisdom. Wisdom was crying in the streets, but you refused to listen to it. You put it on a shelf, you set it somewhere else, you didn't think about it, you refused to listen. Verse 26, I, wisdom, also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. So what happens when we don't listen to wisdom? Wisdom will laugh at our calamity and will mock when our fear comes. Now think about that. When there's, we've done something foolish, sinful. We haven't listened to wisdom. We haven't listened to it crying in the streets like we've talked about in the last few days. And when we hear it in the pulpit and we hear wisdom coming forth and we don't listen to that, or we read our Bibles and we don't listen to wisdom, but we just put it at naught. We just continue on in our sin, or we continue on in our foolish behavior, our foolish life. These kind of things. Wisdom says, I'm going to laugh at your calamity and I'm going to mock when your fear comes. Now, I don't believe God actually laughs at the sinner or mocks them when they fall into a deep pit. He wants them. He loves them so much that he wants to bring them out of it. But he's not going to... He said it in his own sovereign will not to do those kind of things unless the person turns. Unless we draw nigh to God, then he will draw nigh to us. And so, but this is kind of the writing here, you have to remember Proverbs is a poetical, one of the poetical books, and it's a way of writing, I think, more than actually God saying, I'm going to laugh when your fear comes, and I'm going to mock when you get into a horrible place. But it's more of the way of writing here, I think. So what happens when we don't listen to wisdom? We're going to get into these calamities and have fear, and there won't be help for us there. And when your fear cometh, verse 27, as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, as a tornado, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, wisdom. They're going to call upon wisdom, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. But why is that? Why is it that if we just go our own foolish way and we don't listen to wisdom, then when we get in trouble and we cry out and we call out for wisdom to help us, it's nowhere to be found. It's not going to help us. Wisdom can't help us in that place. Well, I think we get into such a pit sometimes in our sin, in our foolishness, that even wisdom, the practical wisdom that's out there, can't deliver us. We get too far in. But there is a God that can deliver us. God can deliver us when we cry. When we get to the place of desperation, like the prodigal son, when he was eating the pig food, and he was wallowing around in the pig mire, and he came to his senses, the Bible says, came to his senses, and he returned to his father. We can do that. We can return to our father, even if we get into a horrible pit. But as far as trying to find practical wisdom when we've gone this foolish way, there's no way that we're going to just be able to get out of this thing, even by calling upon wisdom to come and help us. We need God. We need the God of heaven. And to deliver us. So verse 29 says, for that they hated knowledge and that did not fear and did not choose the fear of the Lord, verse 30, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof, therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. So what happens when people don't listen to wisdom? They're going to eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. You know, that's interesting there. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. I think of those who gamble and go after, the big money, the lottery, not to work for it, but to gamble and try to get it, buy lottery tickets. And some people do win. There's a few people that do win that. But there's a study, a research out there I've heard that they've checked into the lives of those people who have won those millions of dollars, and their lives have been ruined by their prosperity. That's just what this says here. Verse 32, the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Well, let's go on. What happens when people don't listen to wisdom? We looked at chapter 1 there. Let's go to chapter 3. I'm going to read a few verses here, 31 through 35. Chapter 3, 31 through 35. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward, this froward person who didn't listen to wisdom, is abomination to the Lord. Oh, you don't want to be an abomination to the Lord, I'm sure, and neither do I. But his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Oh, we don't want to be cursed by the Lord. If we're cursed by the Lord, what hope would there be of us? But that's what happens when people don't listen to wisdom. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Verse 34, surely he scorneth the scorners. Oh, we don't want to be scorned by God. We don't want to be scorned by God. but he giveth grace unto the lowly. So let's not be a scorner. Let's be lowly. Let's be humble. Verse 35, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Do we want shame? No, we don't want shame. So let's seek after wisdom. Let's not be like those who don't listen to wisdom and just continue in their sin. Maybe it's some secret sin. Maybe it's something that nobody else knows about. Maybe it's something that you haven't told anybody. But here's what happens when people don't listen to wisdom. Let's look at another one, chapter 4, verse 19. I have a feeling I'm going to go over today and on my time here, but I don't want to go over this another time tomorrow in using more of these examples. I want to get into the blessing of listening to wisdom. Chapter 4, verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what they stumble. Oh, that we would not live in darkness and stumble over things and get in trouble all the time, physically get hurt and get in crashes or in poverty or whatever it may be. Oh, that we wouldn't be like that. Chapter 5, verse 7. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way from her, this is the strange woman, and come not nigh the strange woman's door, the door of her house, lest thou give thy honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, the strange woman. And that other people are going to be getting our money, because the life of a strange woman and the lifestyle of a person who goes after a strange woman is usually drunkenness, is usually smoking, is using all kinds of garbage. And it costs money for those things. And so our wealth goes to others if we go that way. Verse 11, and thou mourn at the last. Oh, that we would hate ourselves for what we do. We mourn at the last and say, oh, how stupid I was to go that way. When thy flesh and thy body are consumed, it says here in verse 11, because the lifestyle of sin, it's not going to have the fulfillment of it at the first, because the fruit comes after a while. If the fruit of sin at first is pleasure, is all kinds of things, but at the last, it bites as a serpent, the Bible says, and our flesh and our body can be consumed with venereal disease and liver disease and all kinds of different things. Verse 12, and say, how long have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear unto them that instructed me. So here, what happens when we don't listen to wisdom? Oh, we regret it. We regret it at the end. We see ourselves as fools and as stupid, and that's what we really are if we go that way. So that's chapter 5. Chapter 8, verse 36, just one verse here. Verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and they that hate me love death. Oh, those that go that way, they're wronging their own soul. They're hurting themselves, and they love death. They don't know it, but that's what they're doing. They're loving death, because that's the wages of sin is death, and that's what they're going to be paid, and that's what they're seeking after is death, even though they're seeking after their pleasure. But what they're actually going to be getting out of that, what they love is their pleasure, but they're actually loving death in that, because that's the wages of it. And in one more place, chapter 9, verse 13, a foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at her door, the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their way. Okay, now listen, we're talking about the title of this series is The Cry of Wisdom. But here is the cry of the strange woman. Here is the cry of the foolish woman. Listen, and it's also in the streets, just as it was with wisdom. A foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple, and knoweth nothing, for she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city. So here she is, you know, maybe on the, you know, close to the streets there, to call passengers who go right on their ways. She's calling to them. Whoso is simple, this is her message, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Oh, she has a message for those who are passing by. She has a powerful message that draws them, that lures them, that traps them, that ensnares them. But what is her? What's the end of that? We're looking at today what happens when people don't listen to wisdom. Here it is. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Let's pray. Father, I do pray for each one that's listening today that you would help them to choose wisdom and not be a fool. We thank you for your word. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.